Exclusive: DeSantis campaign blasts hypocritical woke Disney over its LGBTQ+ Pride collection clothes being made in China. By Hannah Blow on May 25, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's campaign called out the hypocrisy of woke Walt Disney Company after it was discovered that apparel from its LGBTQ-themed Pride Collection fashion line is actually made in China, one of the world's worst human rights abusers. "It's hypocritical, but it's not surprising that a woke company like Disney would threaten the rights of parents in Florida but would happily do business with the Chinese Communist Party. One of the world's worst human rights abusers," a campaign spokesperson told Breitbart News exclusively following the news of Disney's Pride Collection line donning Made in China labels. Apparel obtained by Breitbart News shows one of those items is made from 100% cotton, which may have been sourced from slave labor regions in China, though it remains unclear. The rainbow-themed items are featured in the Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars Pride Collection merchandise as well, which are geared toward children and families. According to Disney, the company is donating all profits from the Disney Pride Collection sales to organizations that support LGBTQIA+ youth and families. That will extend through June 30, 2022 and includes the funding of programs that supposedly build empathy through educational workshops in schools featuring personal, lived experience stories from LGBTQ+ and ally role models. Not only is there potential that Disney profiteering off slave labor, but the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, itself is anti-LGBT, restricting displays of homosexual behavior and ruling homosexuality a psychological disorder. Ironically, many of the same individuals who touted the false narrative on Governor Ron DeSantis's parental rights in education bill, which restricts classroom-led discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade, seemingly came out in full support of Disney opposing the law, the same Disney that has its Pride Collection clothing made in anti-LGBT China. Indeed, Disney continues to toe the line, vowing to fight to repeal the law. In response, Florida lawmakers stripped Disney of its self-governing privileges. DeSantis himself has long pointed to Disney's blatant state of hypocrisy. When the company voiced its opposition to the parental rights in education bill, the governor noted the sheer absurdity of the woke company's moral outrage as it continues to line its pockets from its relationship with the CCP. "And I also think that you have companies like a Disney that are going to say and criticize parents' rights. They're going to criticize the fact that we don't want transgenderism in kindergarten and first grade classrooms," he began during a press conference on the topic in March. "If that's the hill they're going to die on, then how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with their relationship with the Communist Party of China?" DeSantis asked. "Because that's what they do, and they make a fortune. And they don't say a word about the really brutal practices that you see over there at the hands of the CCP." Weeks later, DeSantis doubled down. "If we would have put in the bill that you were not allowed to have curriculum that discussed the oppression of the Uyghurs in China, Disney would have endorsed that in a second, and that's the hypocrisy of this," he added.